You're listening to Mind Over Markets, a podcast on trading psychology to help you build a bulletproof mindset. Here's your host, George Papazov.
Hello, trade pros, and welcome back to another episode of the Mind Over Markets podcast, helping you develop the winning mindset of professional traders. I am your host, George Papazov. If you have not already done so, please hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode. And if you're not a member in our free trading room, join us now at community.tradeproacademy.com and trade with our team every day. In this episode, we're going to talk about a common mistake that all new traders make. The mistake is starting a new career in the wrong position. It's a costly mistake that ruins would-be traders before they even start. There is a way to fix this, and I'll talk to you about this in the episode today. Get ready for a really big aha moment and some key takeaways. So let's dive right in and get started. So first and foremost, getting started with this episode, you have to understand that a job as a trader is not really an entry-level position. And this in itself is a very important realization that not many people get a chance to make. You have to understand that when you're hired at a firm, it may be an entry-level position, but you're being trained for something else before you're given the responsibility and tasked with being a professional trader. All right, so in essence, even if you start in a position as a trader, as your first entry into this career, you're promoted to a trader. You become a trader. Starting in a job that you're not going to thrive in is really the quickest way to ruin your career. All right, so think about this a little bit deeper. What do you want out of your current job? You want to do good at it, right? You want to be comfortable. You want to be confident in your work before you put yourself out there and start applying for the other positions and moving forward with your career. You really want to master what you're doing now. And if you want to start as a trader and start putting trades on, that is not an entry-level position. This is something that you're being promoted to. So then where do you start in this industry? What is the first job? This is very commonly missed. You actually have to start as an analyst intern. You want to be a trader? You heard that right. You got to start your career as an analyst and you're an intern. So what do we mean by that? You have to work hard. You got to build your knowledge. You have to get screen time, hours upon hours upon hours of watching the screen. All right. And guess what? Here's the kicker. You don't get paid anything for it. But you say, hey, that's nuts. Why would I trade? Why wouldn't I just trade and make money? Well, remember this. When you started your career, no matter job, whatever job it is that you're doing, electrician, computer program, doctor, pilot, surgeon, dental assistant, janitor, whatever it is that you're doing now, all right, you didn't start as a VP. You didn't start as a manager. You didn't start as a senior manager or a director. You were happy at the beginning getting coffee for those people. As long as you were on the team, as long as you were a part of the one thing that you were passionate about, you didn't care where you started. You just wanted to be on the floor with those people. Am I right? Think about this with your own career, and it's almost guaranteed that that'll be the case. In fact, many of you probably took jobs at the beginning that you wouldn't take now, obviously, but were vital for you to learn, to network, to see, and to be able to mimic and really model the success that you were around for you to become great. If you were put in as a VP position right out of college, it's a guaranteed failure because you don't have the experience and skill set to thrive in that job. So here's another thing you have to remember. Before you work with money, you have to work for money. And think about this. In most jobs, the money is not the job. You're not working with money. You're working for money. So what we do in a traditional career is that we're used to trading our time, our thinking, and trading our labor in exchange for currency, money. This is how things have worked for thousands of years. Really, the only currency that's international that will survive, millions of years down the road is labor, right? All we really have to offer is our labor. And, there's a great book on this, The Wealth of Nations by Adam Smith. It's a classic and it's a great read, a long one, and a fantastic doorstopper once you're done with the book, right? But we have a biological connection to safety. and a biological connection to what we think we're on this earth to do is to exchange our labor for our well-being and success. We want to be recognized, rewarded based on the work that we do, all right? So if you're working for money now, how do you expect to go into a direct move to a new career in a non-entry-level job as a trader that really requires experience working with money? Right, do you follow me on this? You're going from working for money to jumping in unprepared to working with money, hoping to succeed, never having any real experience with it. Well, this is why the analyst role is helpful, all right? This is why you have to become an analyst first, because you're not being compensated for working with money. You're being compensated for analysis, all right? So then what makes a successful analyst, you might ask, all right? How do I become a successful analyst? Well, here's some key characteristics of what being an analyst is like. And again, I encourage you guys to go in on some job boards and postings and have a look at a job requirements sheet for an analyst. Read through it. Ask yourself, am I this person? Is this my personality? You could save yourself a lot of time, hardship, and money and not even trade if you find out that this just isn't for you. But to be a good trader, you must first succeed as an analyst. So what makes a successful analyst? Number one is being comfortable making an opinion in the land of uncertainty, all right? You really live, you wake up to, you breathe. Every single ounce of what you do goes into dealing with uncertainty. If things were certain, there wouldn't be a need for an analyst, all right? Being comfortable working with new information and processing it really quickly requires models, all right? Requires frameworks, time to really understand what information is, all right? And experience to know how to quantify and make information usable. All right, you also have to be comfortable making really quick decisions without complete information ever. You never have the complete information. A good friend of mine, Anthony Dreger, always says, and I quote him very often on this, trading is hard because the most important information we don't have yet. And isn't that really the job of an analyst as well? To come to a conclusion, to an opinion, and to a decision based on incomplete information in the landscape of uncertainty. So you have to, for yourself, start being able to, as an analyst, create a process and a framework for your analysis. All right, what tools will you use? Well, how will you know unless you use them all? You have to figure out what matches your personality. What sector do you want to cover? That means what markets do you want to analyze? All right, and then you have to really, through doing the work, define your style and your specialty and who you are as an analyst. You also have to learn to be critical of yourself and assessing your work. Great analysts are great at not only looking at information about markets and coming to an opinion, but also looking at their body of work and deciding how to change, how to improve. Markets change, information changes, the style of information, the structure of information changes. You also have to constantly change as an analyst to make sure that you're breaking down and crunching those numbers in the most efficient and productive way. Also, what makes a good analyst? Being able to admit when you're wrong, all right? Sometimes you have to reverse course. You have to change your analysis. You have to revise your forecasts. You have to admit when you're wrong and why. You have to, when you're right, explain what led you to those decisions and why you'll continue to be right. You have to be critical because everyone else is of you as well, all right? And you got to be able to admit when you're wrong. All right, you also have to stay away from being subjective, and you literally work in the world with objectivity. You got to be objective with your workload, with your life, with your expectations, with your decision making, with your process, with your framework. Everything has to be objective. You have to be neutral. You can't get pulled or swayed in any one direction. You have to use the real-time information and let that be the truth and source, rather, of all truth. Right, your opinion on politics, on world events, any of that has to go out the window, and you have to check your ego at the door. And to be a successful analyst, the king is the real-time information. You are just a servant to that information. Right? You have to be malleable. You have to be open to change. You have to embrace change. And you have to ultimately thrive in the unknown. If you can't get to this level of being a fantastic analyst, you'll never be a good trader, all right? Because think about this. The trading job comes second. The analyst job comes first. If you don't do well at this job, you will not be promoted to the next job, which is being a trader. This is an important realization. You know, in a world of participation trophies and being told that we can do anything, it really devalues the work that we have to put in to become anything. So you need to take this into consideration and say, hey, could I be a successful analyst? And if you're going to be a trader, a good trader, you should almost be at the level where you could get hired by a firm to be their analyst. Right? You could be a technical analyst. You could be a fundamental analyst. There's many different types of analysis, but you got to be so good at analyzing that you could almost be hired for it at another firm if you're going to do it for yourself. If you're going to hire yourself, you better make sure somebody else would as well. All right? So how do you know you become a good analyst? How would you measure that performance? Well, here's a few ways. The ideas you're generating, the information you're taking that's raw, that you're crunching and then turning into an analysis or a forecast, right? These ideas are having success. If your ideas aren't having success, you haven't perfected your framework, your process, maybe your personality. Maybe it's an ill fit for who you are. Maybe you just wouldn't be a good analyst. Maybe you wouldn't want to ever be an analyst. Why would you want to be a trader? All right. Of course, the money's good as a trader because you have to have put in enough work to become a great analyst. Anywhere where the money is good, it is a reward. Anywhere where the reward is good, the workload will probably have to be pretty high as well if it's legal. All right. Other ways to know you've become a good analyst. Your levels in the market are being respected. When the market gets to where you thought it would, all right, it stops. It takes a moment. It pauses. The levels that you have drawn on the chart that you say are critical, the market should agree with. Not all of them. There's no 100% success rate. But at least some of them is a good win. Most of them is a great place to be. But the levels are working and you're seeing that. You have a high success rate of making good forecasts. All right? What is the draw or the drawdown or drawback to getting to this point in a career as an analyst? Well, most analysts in trading companies have completed their degree, have obtained a CFA, which is no easy undertaking, have joined the desk, have gotten coffees for people in their first weeks and months, and have put in the time. They have done it long enough to know that they're good at it. They don't have to be told, because when you're working with forecasts, the ultimate measure of success is going to be the market. How well do you know the market to be able to be successful at not just forecasting it? Because you don't have to forecast to be profitable, but you do have to start at least trying to forecast the market. Because when new traders start out, they say, I'm trying to guess where it's going to go. That tells me right away they're still doing the analyst work, and that's okay. You're going to eventually find out. Doesn't matter where it goes, as long as you're following the right information, you could be on board. To do analysis within a split second that you could trade off of, you have to be able to do analysis that takes hours, so you could perfect the process to make those split second. I'm not going to edit this out. I like raw information. You're going to have to make split second decisions. Got it. You're going to have to be able to do it in a longer time period. If you're going to compress the process, you have to know the process in full. All right. It takes time. You've got to do it long enough to know you're good at it. It could take weeks. It could take months. It could even take years. Some analysts that are the most widely respected in the industry have decades of experience. And guess what? They're still wrong at times. Some analysts are really good at their job, but they won't take it any further. They see themselves as being in this position until the end of time. All right? Here's the reality. The better you get at being an analyst, the more money your time is worth, the more people are willing to pay for your report and your ultimate ability to analyze information. All right? But ultimately, you're still trading time for money. If you're doing analysis and you're working for someone else, it's your hours that are going to create your income. All right. Here's the great news. As an analyst, without ever having to take a trade and still being involved in the markets, you could build a career out of it and you could make millions of dollars doing it. All right. But you have to be a successful analyst before you go on to be a successful trader. How important is this? How much do I believe in this? Is this just another idea that I'm just spewing out on a podcast, you know, that I came up with at midnight, did the notes right before I hit record? You know, is that what this is? This is how much I believe in it. In our futures course, we have a 21-day zoning challenge, all right? And what this really is we invite people, we challenge people who have signed up to become traders to watch the market for 21 days. Say for 3 weeks, you're going to show up, you're going to watch the market, but you're not going to put on a single trade. You're going to draw levels, you're going to analyze, you're going to watch, you're going to realize, hey, what happened at my zones? What happened at price action? When did it turn? When did levels hold? When did they fail? You're observing what happens with your analysis. You're not looking for trade ideas at this point. All right, no live trades, no sim trades. You're not even thinking of positions, no mental trades, no paper trades, no trades at all. No trades at all. What the challenge is really about is helping them at least understand what an analyst does. Because if you're not a good analyst, your trade ideas are going to be horrible. Your trade ideas will be based on emotion. They'll be based on things that you want, but not things that you know how to do. All right, and guess what? Very few people do it. We have information to the back end of the website. We make the case for how important it is. And I'm not a fan of locking people out of having access to something they paid for. Could I make the course say, unless you finish a 21-day challenge, you can't proceed? Of course we could. We could put a 21-day lock on it. I don't think a good analyst who's going to become a good trader needs that kind of involvement and really intrusion from us. All right, I think a good trader will see the value of this 21-day challenge. Very few people do it. Guess what? Here's the kicker. Of the people who do this 21-day zoning challenge, the success rate of them becoming profitable traders is astronomical. It's mind-blowing. They say only 5% of people ever succeed that try trading. In today's markets, more people are trying and less are winning. I would say it's closer to 1%. I don't have any statistics, all right, but I do have experience in this business as a trader, you know, as somebody who also provides an education platform. The odds of winning are low because you're starting in a job that isn't entry level and that you're likely not ready for. But you can't admit it because you're seeing social media and people posting their biggest wins, and you too think that that is your goal. All right. Of the few people that do the 21-day zoning challenge at TradePro Academy, the success rate amongst those people into becoming successful traders, consistently profitable, is astronomical. It isn't easy. It isn't any easier than somebody who doesn't do the zoning challenge. But at least it's easy for them to work on the right things because they're following the process. They're starting at the entry-level position. They're getting good at that position and then promoting themselves to traders. All right? So what makes a successful trader then? So you've been an analyst for a little bit. How do I know I'll be a successful trader? This one's kind of more simple than the analyst. You know, being a trader is the ability to execute the analysis. That's it. All right? Do you see why it's vital to be a great analyst? Being a good trader is your ability to execute on the analysis. That's how it's measured. You know, to be tactical, to be disciplined, to be rational, to have a plan, all of these are new things you will learn because up to this point, you've learned how to create analysis that works. Now you're going to have to get over the psychological challenges of how to trust your instinct, how to trust your analysis, and how to trust yourself to generate income as a trader. This is the part that's hard, but when you're a good analyst, it's easier for that person to thrive as a trader and overcome the challenges than somebody who's never been an analyst, who's now knee deep into you know what's creek, and is now struggling to get analysis right. Plus, they're struggling with the psychology of handling their own money according to their own analysis, which doesn't exist. All right? A successful trader is prepared for when things go against you. Because as an analyst, you do know firsthand, undoubtedly, that things do go against you. All right? You also have the ability to stay sharp mentally and physically in times of adversity. When things are going wrong, you can pull it together and be mentally and physically strong. All right? You want to fight. You wake up every single day and the idea of fighting doesn't scare you. Heck, it even slightly excites you. Are there days when you wake up and you're like, oh man, this trading thing definitely isn't the easiest money. I don't know if I'm up for a fight today. Of course there's days like that. But you get to choose if you step in the ring or not. If you're a fighter in UFC or you know you're a professional in that space, you don't have a choice. The date is set and you got to show up. As traders, we don't have to fight if we don't want to. Right? What's a successful trader? Somebody who wants to have variable income as well. Yes, there's fear of losing money. Successful traders also have that. But the excitement of the opportunity to make more money than you've ever dreamed, all right, and to make money that you don't have to trade time for is unbearable. That excitement alone will keep you from ever just settling as an analyst in your career. All right. And another one is to not be comfortable with just a job. You don't want to just work every day for the rest of your life. You want to be in control. You want to make decisions. You're not the type of person that wants to sit on the bus and scroll on their phone on Instagram. You're the type of person that wants to walk in and drive the bus to get to where you're going. That's the personality type of a successful trader. And of course, they want to get paid more than they would as an analyst. That's also a driving force. Let's keep it real here. The money is a big aspect. So then how do you know you've become a good trader? How do you measure it? How do you measure becoming a good trader? It's surprising. This will surprise you because it's not your win or loss rate. It's not even how much money you make. Because the best traders have losing periods like losing traders. And guess what? Losing traders have good periods like winning traders. You also have to understand that you're always a good trader, but you're never a great trader. This is a field where you need, constant desire to grow. If you think you've ever reached the pinnacle of trading, you say, I'm good. I've accomplished what I set out to do. Now I can just coast. Remember the point I brought up before. You got to want to fight. There isn't a day in your life and in this career as a trader that you're going to have traditional comfort. But guess what? You're going to have the ability to get all the nice stuff that you want, the experiences you want to live through. That is the price they come with, a lack of comfort. You don't want to be comfortable. You want to be good. Big difference there. All right? How do you know you become a good trader? You know, you have a need. It's a desire to bring yourself down from the highs when you're having great success. So just chill out and understand, hey, in the grand scheme of things, I'm just doing what I'm made to do, what I've trained myself to do. It's working. I don't have to, you know, go on a 3-week celebration just because I had the best day of my career. I had the best day of my career. And if I keep getting better, this will one day not be the best day of my career. You got to really numb out the highs, because when you go on those highs, and they take you to places, you get in a lot of trouble. Also, a good trader is able to bring themselves up from the lows, equally as important. They know that one day is not a whole career. And if they could lose that much money, they can make it back. And likely they have made it back before. Really, you become a good trader when you have the ability to fight when you're down and humble when you're up. That's all I'm trying to say. And your actual technical skills and the know-how is your ability to plan, execute, and constantly innovate and adjust. The strategy you have now that's working won't work in, 6 months. It used to be years. You could have a strategy like, hey, look, I'm looking for head and shoulders. Every time this happens, I'll buy it. And that worked for maybe two decades. Today's cycle of market like innovation and change is so high that it's almost a new market every single day. This is why you have to embrace the unknown and be prepared to fight. Because no matter how much you plan and prepare, when you step in on the field to play the game, all right, there's no textbook for that. A lot of that is experience, which develops intuition, and also your attitude that you believe you're going to win no matter what comes your way. Because just about anything can come your way. Trust me, trading from 2001, being over two decades in this business now, everything can come your way, and it does. You have to be prepared for everything, but expect nothing. And not many people are comfortable being in that kind of position as a career. All right? So, lastly, you got to be a hyper-focused risk manager. If you listen to this podcast, you're probably shocked that I haven't said risk manager yet. I think that if you're a good analyst, it's easy to be a good risk manager because you know where your analysis is going wrong and you know when it's going right. So, to be a risk manager is easy for an analyst. All right? You got to know when to fold them and know when to hold them. And also, you know, as a trader, you're going to learn that there's moments you have to step on it and moments you don't. But those moments come with experience. All right? So, really, I just wanted to give you a quick chat on this. And hopefully, this was a revelation for you. All right. Hopefully you now understand that you are a trader and you've earned that position and you deserve it, or you've realized, hey, I'm just an analyst. I have to go back to being an analyst. And that's okay, because when you master that job, the promotion is going to feel better than struggling at a job that you're unfit for. All right. And that can create a lot of emotional, you know, damage, not just to your trading results, but to your overall career development, to your life. All right? So, you know, that's what's important. I wanted to share that with you. So now you know the difference. It's time to make a decision. Have you started your career as a trader in the wrong position? Did you skip the analyst phase? If you did, it's important to go back and smash the first job and then promote yourself, and it's going to feel great. It'll work wonders for you, and it'll be a super smooth transition, and it'll be more likely to ultimately generate the success that you've been looking for. Love to hear from you in the comment section. Let me know, or on Twitter. I'd love to chat with you guys further about this. Let's have a dialogue, and I hope you learned a ton. That's all for today's episode. Trade Pros, I thank you for listening. If you love this episode, please share it with a friend or someone who would find this message helpful on their trading mindset journey. Also, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, please leave us a rating and review on iTunes. The next one we read on our podcast could be yours. And don't forget to join our free trading room at community.tradeproacademy.com. Until next time, everyone, good luck and good trading. Take care and goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Mind Over Market podcast. You can find us at tradeproacademy.com.